Section 15. Baron Neville shifted from foot to foot in the fashion made necessary by the restricted quarters and by the moon's gravity. In a larger room under a world's stronger pull, he would have walked hastily up and back. Here he tilted from side to side in a repetitive back-and-forth glide. "Then you're positive it works. Right, Selene? You're positive?"
"I'm positive," said Selene. "I've told you 5 times by actual count."
Neville didn't seem to be listening. He said in a low, rapid voice, "It doesn't matter that Gottstein was there, then. He didn't try to stop the experiment?"
"No, of course not."
"There was no indication that he would try to exert authority."
"Now, Baron, what kind of authority could he exert?
Will Earth send a police force?
Besides, now you know they can't stop us."
Neville stopped moving, stood motionless for a while. "They don't know? They still don't know?"
"Of course they don't.
Ben was looking at the stars, and then Gottstein came. So I tried for the field leak, got it, and I had already gotten the other. Ben's setup. Don't call it his setup. It was your idea, wasn't it?"
Selene shook her head. "I made vague suggestions. The details were Ben's.
But you can reproduce it now. For Luna's sake, we don't have to go to the Earthy for it, do we?"
"I think I can reproduce enough of it now so that our people can fill it in."
"All right, then. Let's get started."
"Not yet."
"Oh, damn it, Baron, not yet." "Why not yet?"
"We need the energy, too."
"But we have that."
"Not quite. The leak point is unstable. Pretty badly unstable."
"But that can be fixed up. You said so."
"I said I thought it could."
"That's good enough for me."
"Just the same, it would be better to have Ben work out the details and stabilize it."
There was a silence between them. Neville's thin face slowly twisted into something approaching hostility. "You don't think I can do it. Is that it?"
Selene said, "Will you come out on the surface with me and work on it?"
There was another silence. Neville said, unsteadily,
"I don't appreciate your sarcasm.
And I don't want to have to wait long."
"I can't command the laws of nature. But I think it won't be long. Now, if you don't mind, I need my sleep. I've got my tourists tomorrow."
For a moment, Neville seemed on the point of gesturing to his own bed alcove as though offering hospitality. But the gesture, if that was what it was, did not really come to birth, and Selene made no sign of understanding or even anticipating. She nodded wearily and left.